Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn when to pronounce the letter S as Z. Listen carefully to the word season. 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 Notice how S is pronounced in two different ways. The first S is S. The second S is pronounced Z. Why is that? And how can we recognize when S is pronounced Z? The focus of this week's podcast is learning the three main cases in which S is pronounced Z. We're also going to practice these pronunciations of S in some key words. So let's begin by learning the first case in which S is pronounced Z. S is usually pronounced Z when it occurs between two vowel sounds. Listen and repeat the following words in which S is pronounced Z. Notice that it is between two vowel sounds. Music. Reason. Season. Cousin. Disease. Easy. Now we're going to look at the second case in which the letter S is pronounced Z. If the spelling pattern S-E comes after a vowel, it is usually pronounced Z. Please listen and repeat the following words in which S-E comes after a vowel and is therefore pronounced Z. Use. These. Lose. Cause. Choose. Phase. Tease. Please take note that there are some exceptions to these rules. For example, the words promise, house, mouse, lease. Notice that in those words, S-E came after a vowel, however, the S was pronounced S. Here is the third case in which S may be pronounced Z. Final S may be pronounced Z in the plural form and in the third person singular form. As you know, if we add S to a noun, it becomes plural. One car, two cars. In addition, if we add S to a verb, it is now in the third person singular. For example, he loves, she loves, it loves. This final S in loves is pronounced Z. However, final S is not always pronounced Z. Final plural S is also sometimes pronounced S, as in cups or dates. The same may be true for final S in the third person singular, as in the example, he takes, she waits. Final S is also sometimes pronounced with an extra syllable, as in the example, she chooses. The purpose of today's lesson is not to explain how to determine the pronunciation of final S in the plural and third person forms. This requires a separate lesson and will be taught in a future podcast. In addition to the cases we've discussed in today's lesson, there are some important words of English in which the letter S is pronounced z. Although the following words do not follow the rules we've just discussed, it is important to memorize these words and to remember that the letter S is pronounced z, as they are very common grammatical structure words. Please listen and repeat the following grammatical structure words in which the letter S is pronounced z. Is, was, has, as. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sounds of English just like a native speaker, and then practice it in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson comes with a complete transcript, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for this podcast, please contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us, and see you next time.